Hello everyone, this is Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby and I'm just so glad that you joined me today. I'm so grateful for you and to share a little bit of time just on the topic of Thanksgiving and giving thanks. And I think one of the key things that I've learned in my life is how when I give thanks in all things, how it really changes me. And I'm the one that benefits. And so with Thanksgiving approaching and November being a month where our nation, the nation of America, kind of focuses on Thanksgiving, it's a holiday. And I'm saying this because we have listeners now from 23 different countries. But in America, it's a celebration of the Pilgrims and the Indians and the first winter coming through that in a time of celebrating the harvest and just our nation. And so with it being a time where we have an actual holiday called Thanksgiving, I want to just talk about what the Word of God has to say about giving thanks. And the number one reason that we should give thanks is because God said so. And He says that numerous times in His Word. And that alone should be reason enough for us to do it, is simply because God tells us. And we're going to talk about some of those scriptures. But Thanksgiving is good for us, and it's good for those that are around us, because thankfulness adjusts our attitude to focus on the good and to overcome the difficult circumstances. You know, as a little girl, it would really make me mad when I would ask my dad why I needed to do something. And his reply was, because I said so. Really, what he meant to say is, because it's good for you, Kathleen. And I was one of those kids that wanted to understand things. And I probably annoyed my parents by asking why. And God probably wants to tell me at different times when I'm like, why should I do this? I'm sure God wants to tell me, Kathleen, because this is going to be good for you. Trust me, this is going to be good for you. Because He's all-knowing, and, you know, our job is to really trust Him. But let's see what the Word has to say. In Psalms, let's look at this. In Psalms 100 and verse 4, it says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." And right there, the Word tells us that whenever we come into the presence of God, whenever we come in through prayer, whenever we come in through worship, whenever we turn our heart towards the Lord during the day, that we need to come with a thankful heart. And you know, thanksgiving, and I think the reason why is because in my own life, thankfulness opens my heart and brings my emotions and my thinking into alignment with God's point of view. And when we come to God with a thankful heart, it opens us up to see all that He's done that we might have missed. You know, thanksgiving makes God bigger than our problems, and it magnifies Him and it magnifies His goodness. Colossians 3 verse 15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful." You know, right there, the Lord is saying, you're called to peace and you're called to be thankful. That's how He wants His kids known. And one of the things that I tried to teach my children over and over again was say please and say thank you. It's a common courtesy, but it's also something that the Word tells us to do. Colossians 4 verse 2 tells us, "Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful." And that's another illustration of how God tells us He wants us to be grateful, to have an attitude of gratitude in our lives. And I've seen the power of a thankful heart change me personally. You know, in my dark days of digging through grief, learning to live as a widow, caregiving for my ill and elderly parents, it was easy to become weary and feel like life would always be painful. And it was a difficult time, But God was also blessing me in some incredible ways. And I realized my heart needed to change because, you know, the difficult circumstances, it was easy to get down. And realizing that, I began to start a Thanksgiving journal. And I had a little bitty notebook that I kept actually in my bathroom drawer. And every night before I'd brush my teeth and get ready for bed, I would begin to write down something I was thankful for that day, something good that had happened. And in the beginning, I'll be honest, it was a struggle. But the more I did it, the easier it got. And the more I looked for God's goodness, the more I discovered. And an attitude of gratitude began to change my heart and began to open my eyes. Now, no, I didn't go around and say, thank God that I'm living alone. Thank God that I'm lonely and I have all this responsibility. I didn't, that wasn't what I thank God for. But I could thank Him for holding my hand, for being there with me, for comforting me. And I could thank Him that at that point my parents were still alive. And, you know, they called me each day. And that was a blessing. Somebody called me each day. As my list of things that I was thankful for grew, my heart changed. Even though my circumstances didn't change, life seemed a little bit easier. And now I began pretty much every prayer I pray, whether it's for somebody else, whether it's in my morning quiet time, whether it's throughout my day, if I stop to pray about a situation, I always start it by thanking God. Because when I do that, it adjusts my thinking. It helps me, again, to see God as bigger than my problem, whatever it is, whether it's finances or relationship issues or difficult people or, you know, a problem I just can't figure out. When I go to the Lord and I'm thankful for something in that situation, as I thank Him for two or three things, it begins to just bring my thinking into alignment to a place where I feel like I can pray in agreement with the Lord versus whining about my problem. And so now I pretty much begin every prayer with thanking God for something. And so I want to challenge you to develop a heart of thankfulness, either by writing things down. You can write in a little notebook. You can put it in the notes of your phone, whatever your routine is. As you begin to do it, God is going to open your eyes to the goodness, to His blessings, to His love, to all those things. And it's going to change you because Thanksgiving is good for you. I want to close today with the scripture in in Colossians 2 in verse 7. And I'm going to start in verse 6. It says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. God's heart is for you and me to be overflowing with thankfulness. But I want to go back right here at what helps us to overflow with thankfulness. And right here, the first thing it says, just as you've received Jesus Christ, just as you've invited Him into your heart, He wants us to grow and be rooted and built up. But I want to stop right here. And if you haven't invited Christ into your heart, I want to invite you to do this and just say a simple prayer. Lord, I need You. I invite You to come into my heart and be Lord of my life. And that's a way to begin a relationship with Jesus. But the Lord says that's step one. But step two and three are here too. It says, continue to live in Him. Right there, God wants to be a part of every part of your day. He wants to be a part, not just in the morning, your morning prayers, and pray when you go to bed. He wants to have constant communication with you throughout your day. Whatever is weighing on your heart, whatever you're trying to figure out how to do, He wants to be a part of it. And, you know, prayer just isn't a one-time or once-a-day or twice-a-day deal. He wants us to be, you know, as we're walking through the grocery store, and something comes to mind, or we see somebody that looks distraught, you know, he wants us to pray for them. He wants us to live in him, and he wants to be right there to help us with business decisions, relationship problems, whatever it is that we're struggling with. And it says right here, rooted and built up in him. You know, some of the things that I think are, when we're rooted in the Lord, when we make him such a part of our lives, when we spend time in his word, seeking him and seeing what he has to say, when we spend time worshiping. I keep Christian music going, the Christian radio or a worship album. I keep them going a lot throughout my day because it gives me, it's pouring into my spirit. It's helping me and reminding me of godly things and keeps my frame of reference rooted in things that are rooted in the Lord. And those are all things, prayer, worship, reading the word, that strengthen us and build us up. And when we have strong roots, when adversity comes, when problems come, when pandemics come, when financial issues come, we have strong roots and we're not going to be tossed to and fro. We're not going to be wishy-washy. We're going to be strong and we're going to be secure. And what happens is it builds our spirit, man, up. And it strengthens us in our faith. It makes God bigger than our problems. And then it says in this verse, strengthen in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. God wants our hearts overflowing with thankfulness. But I firmly believe when we're rooted, when we're built up, when we're strengthened, when we're going to the word, when we're singing something even as simple as Jesus loves me, this I know, that's pouring into our hearts, the spirit man within us. And all of those things, as we spend time with the Lord in worship, in prayer, in thanking him for our blessings, in reading his word, all of those things from that place, thanksgiving is going to pour from our hearts, because that is, I think, an outcome. Because the Lord just doesn't want us to have a little bit of thanksgiving and a little bit of thankfulness and gratitude. He wants us to be overflowing, because when we're overflowing, we have plenty. We have plenty to give away to other people. We're going to be game changers. We're going to be world changers. We're going to make a difference in the lives of those around us. And we're going to be fun to be around. And we of all people, I think, should live a life of thankfulness, not just in November, but throughout our lives each and every day. You know, just even doing a little study on this has just so encouraged my heart and strengthened it. And I know personally I'm going to make just a conscious effort to be more thankful and to vocalize my thankfulness to those that are in my life. And I just challenge you to join me. I also want to just say I am so grateful for you for joining and being a part of this podcast. Every time you listen, you share it with a friend. All of those things are helpful and just encourage my heart in the things God's called me to. And I pray it will be an encouragement to your heart and will help you in the ministries in the things that God has called you to. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for each and every person that's listening, for their families, Lord, for their places of business, for all that you have called each of us to. And Father, I pray we would be just overflowing with thankfulness, Lord, because you tell us to, but Lord, at the end of the day, because it's just so good for us, and power pours into our hearts and into our lives when we are thankful. So open our eyes to see your goodness, your kindness, Lord, the many blessings you've given to us. Let us be people that, Lord, just constantly tell those around how grateful we are. And Lord, let us just be good representatives of who you are and how good and how kind you are to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for joining me, and I hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope that Thanksgiving will be a part of your everyday life. And if you've liked this podcast, please leave me a comment, like it, share it with a friend, and God richly bless each and every one of you. And I'll talk to you next week.